UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
On the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
What do we got?
Got this Sean Farnham clip.
He's not really going to come on. Yeah, it's interesting. I was just telling Mark Ennis that Monday I'm going to be off. And
are you sure about that?
Oh, I am. You're going to have to find a host. But so he said, I must be the only idiot because I'm the only one I think working. So I thought, that would be awesome. We should absolutely promote that because he'd do it too. It should be all Crean all day.
I told you.
I mean, he would do it. He literally could do it one of those marathons.
I'm gonna text him
he
right
should
now.
Come on, and I don't know. I assume everybody's out. So he should come on.
Show him everybody. He just hops on there. That would be hilarious.
He should come on at like 10 in the morning. Guys, if Drew's not doing a show, get him in at 7 and just have him go straight through till 6. Do 11 straight hours of radio. Hey, just imagine what his voice would sound like at the end.
What if his voice at the end, he just sounds like Barry White.
he's the Drew Show. He's like, hi, this is John. This is Jack Rossman. By the time he's done with the take, he's like, hello.
I just got to say, Tom Allen's worth every penny, the work he did this year.
So, I don't know. I mean, maybe he would do that. That would be awesome. I mean, I have to. I have to do it because if not, I lose them. Everybody, here, if you forgot you had vacation days and will lose them if you don't use them by the end of the calendar year, you are in our honor group of the day. By the way,
I thought we were going to look at rollover minutes.
No. Come on, you can find somebody. Somebody will do it. You do it. You do it with Crean. That's what you really should do. You and Crean would be hilarious. I'd listen to that. That would be entertaining.
That would be kind of fun.
If my napkin college football rankings wound up as follows. Ohio State has 1, LSU is 2, Clemson is 3, and be as mad as you want, Alabama at 4. So that, and you know what's weird? Not consulting with my boy! I know you hate when I do that. Jeff Sagarin. Sagarin's top 4 are exactly the same. Are they in the same order? Ohio State is 1. No, he's got Clemson at 2. LSU is 3, and Alabama is 4. Alabama got smacked around for its schedule. They didn't really beat anybody. And I understand some of that concern. As an example, even in the Sagarin ratings, LSU has played 6 top 30 teams, obviously, as an undefeated team, has beaten them all. 6. Alabama's only played 3. Clemson only played 2, but some of that is traceable to the weakness of their league. Ohio State's played 4. But I had the same 4 that he did. But, of course, in the playoff, it's going to be Oklahoma, who was 5th in the Sagarins. So going forward, I still don't. People say, oh, who could beat any of those top teams? It's deserving teams. I believe every league should have a representative. I think it's ridiculous, but I know we've already had that discussion ad nauseum here. But I look at the teams that would also be in there, and I would not have a problem if, you know, invite 4 teams in there, add Oklahoma, add Georgia. At Wisconsin and Oregon were the next, rounding out the top 8 for Jeff Sagarin. My top 8 would have been, let's see, we had 26. Who would be next? We would have had, I know people, Oklahoma would have been in. So 5 in would be Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma. Georgia would be in. And I know people don't seem to like it because they're not highly ranked at all by anybody at all. But Minnesota is 26th in the Sagarins, But I would put them in. They were beating the snot out of people. They really were, but they're not a brand name, but they would be in that top eight. And then also, I said Georgia already, who would be the eighth team? Oregon. Oregon would be the eighth team. So I could live with an eight-team playoff like that. Absolutely. Baylor just on the outside looking in. So, I would be very entertained with that, and I'd like to see them go to that. But the four we have is the four we have, and that, of course, coming up in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, the first one of that doubleheader at 4 o'clock, and then 8 o'clock that night, Ohio State and Clemson round it off. So there you go. We'll do Sagarin ratings for the NFL a little bit later. We're going to start doing Sagarin for basketball after the New Year break. So we'll see how they do. If you're just joining us, it's this system we've been doing for a long time and have tweaked it a little bit, and it's been pretty good. I'll just be honest with you. It's the Sagarins against the spread in the NFL are 35-12. 35-12 is pretty good. And in college, we're 24-15. Now, to put that in perspective, let me make sure I can do this right. If you bet straight up $100 a game, if you bet $100 a game, that would mean you had $4,700 on the line, because you bet 35-12 is 47 games, $100 a game. The 35 games that you win, you get back 190. 35 times 190. So you would get back 66.50. So you would have bet 4,700 and you'd have got back 66.50. You'd have made just under $2,000. Just playing straight up, no parlays, no nothing. Just betting the Sagarins.
Not pretty bad good. Little no. ROI there.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. And the college, which was a little bit more humble, you would have gotten back 39 times 190 equals 7410. You would have, that can't be right, can it? Sorry. I knew that was wrong. I was like, you're not making that much. 24 times 190. Equals 4560. You would have made about $600. You would have bet 3900 and you'd have got back just over 4500. So you'd have made college would be a little bit more modest, but still pretty good ROI, right? What is that, like 12%, something like that, 13%?
Numbers again? What were they?
If you'd have laid out 3900, you'd have got back 4560. In the NFL, though, it was really more. And would you like to know what that percentage would be? I can tell you exactly what it is. 4560 divided by 39. It would be 14% rate of return, right? I think that's right. So, and in the NFL, it's even better. With I mean, they were 35 out of 47. So, you would have made yourself just about $2,000. So, again, I'm never telling you to do that. You have to always give the disclaimer. But that's a pretty good year, I think. So we'll see how they do down the stretch here. We got more NFL to go. They could screw the whole thing up here down the stretch. And it might be harder down the stretch. I don't know. As teams start sitting guys, you know, I always wonder about that.
All right, yeah.
What happened?
No, I was just estimating it in my head.
How close were you?
I went about twice as high.
Are we that bad at doing math now?
No. I was doing it myself. I'm very tired.
Okay.
And I don't remember the numbers.
Fair enough. No, it's the way. If you're wondering how somebody's saying, "What the hell are you doing?" Well, because for each win you're betting 100, they would give you back 190. It's not a one for one. It's minus 110. So you roughly get back about $90 for the 100. So it's 190. And of course, of the ones you lose, you outright lose. So if there were 47 games we bet in the NFL, that's $4,700. So that's what we're out of pocket. Now we won 35 of those games, so it's 35 times 190, and you get 66.50. So, yeah, you would have laid out $4,700, and you got back 66.50. That's a pretty good rate of return, I think. 66.50 divided by 4,700. Am I doing that right to get a rate of return?
I'm writing dirty words on my calculator.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for being involved with the program.
8008, you know what that spells? If you flip it over.
Yes, I do. Thanks.
Rhymes with noob.
Yeah, got you. Very good. Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Beavis. Sometimes butthead get here. You know, it really ticks me off, though, because I got the, oh, God. I'll indulge your mockery, but I have to tell you what it is. They send you the Mensa magazine as a page of puzzles.
That was the biggest humble brag ever.
Oh, what? Humble brag? Bragging that I couldn't
I'll
get it?
I'll take your slings and arrows, but in my latest magazine of Successful, smart, intelligent person weekly.
Yes. Now, having said that, the puzzles page came and I was like, holy spit. I mean, people are doing this for fun? Are you kidding me? I was like, well, because the math. Well, the reason I'm bringing that up is because like math. I do. I'm the odd duck who likes math. And I looked at these and I was like, what the hell? And then I realized some of this stuff you should really remember. Like, that was so stupid of me to not – I had to actually think about this. What percentage of rate of return would that be? And it's really simple. If you made 64 – whatever it was, 60 – now I got to do the math one more time. I'm doing it anyway. 35 times 190 is 6650. And you laid out $4,700. That means you made $1,950. So it's 1950 divided – by the amount of money that you laid out, which is 1950 divided by 4,700. And there's your percentage. You made 41% profit. That's pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
But I mean, but it took me a long damn time to figure that out. And that's very bad. It shouldn't have been that. I shouldn't have been stumbling, poking at keys and spelling out female anatomical parts.
No, that was me. But, oh, by the way, New York Mike gave me a call during Fast Break Friday. Passed along his pick. He said to take the Patriots as they do battle with the Bills. Take the Patriots laying, I think it's 6.
We'll get to that later on the show. But, Mike, let Mike take a bow because he had been on a little bit of a cold streak last week in the National Football League. 4-for-4. Took Kansas City +3, Seattle straight up in a pick'em, New Orleans -2.5, and Buffalo +6, and that was win, 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 win. That 14 parlay would have paid a pretty penny.
Not bad. He said it was his farewell, too.
I know. He said last week. He's not going to give us picks this week?
Well, not on the air. He said it was his farewell.
But he gave you just all he gave you was...
Well, yeah, just over the phone. We were talking a little bit. Wish him
by the way,
Merry
New York
Christmas.
Mike. New York
Wish
Mike.
Merry Christmas.
Who's an unusual fellow and a wonderful fellow. Gave Nick a jacket for no reason.
Yeah, I love that
you wore the other night. It is a sharp jacket.
Yeah, it's a leather jacket. It's nice.
It does. It really looks nice. Very, very impressed.
Yeah, it's good. So that was his old... gang member jacket. There might be some blood on it.
Let's hope not. We're going to do the Sagarins a little bit later. You have some Sean Farnham sound you'd like me to hear.
Well, just revisiting the James Wiseman stuff.
Sure. And why wouldn't we?
Yeah, the take has kind of been biddied and bantered around that it wasn't the right time to go. And almost like critical of his decision. And Sean Farnham actually came out and said... that's hogwash. It was, and it's not really his fault. It's actually the stupid freaking computer, which is literally...
Is he blaming your computer,
no,
too?
You know what? Wait a second. I'm about to put my foot through this.
Oh, I love that. You know why my producer at ESPN quit, I think? Andy Elric, God bless him.
It's not the computer's fault. It's out of memory.
All right.
It's not...
Because I was so mad one time because we had faulty equipment. I took the monitor, opened the door, and threw it down the hallway. And he was like...
Seen in Parks and Recreation.
He was like, I'm not working for this jackwad anymore. But I had had enough. You try to do your job, and the damn thing just will not work. So where are you going now? He's just leaving. Dude just left. So I don't know what this Farnham comment is, but I can elaborate on some things. We had Jay Billis with us earlier. We've had some interesting texts back and forth. People who are diehard college basketball fans... really, I get it. I get the emotional connection, but the discussion that we were having isn't really about, gee, just to make it more entertaining for you or I or whoever. It is about the business side of it. Oh, I was hoping you went and got me tissues, but you didn't. You don't have any tissues over there, do you? There he goes. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nicky Buster. It's the wintertime, man. It's my own fault. I didn't bring a lot of tissues, and I need them. Here's the thing. There's I guess, two ways to look at this, and this is the term that we always used to use, but people misinterpret it. When I say the real versus the ideal, they interpret that as, thank you very much for doing that. The real is, okay, well, this is what the actual thing is, and then the ideal is, well, that's what we'd like it to be. That's not what I mean. I mean that there is a best solution for both. I'm sorry you're hearing me unwrap the tissues. I apologize, but I
should have done that. I tossed it to you and damn near knocked your coffee over.
That's okay. That's how we roll.
Sorry about that.
And here's what I mean by that. In other words, it's not like, okay, here's the reality is you know, I drive a 10-year-old car, and I'm taking care of it as best, you know. But the idea would be I have a new car, new expensive car. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about is the real solution is what's the best solution we have that would car's a bad example because almost the whole thing deals with reality in terms of, you know, getting a car that suits our needs and we can pay for. But the ideal is what can we be doing the very best that doesn't deal with things that are documented with like dollars and cents. So that's why car's a bad analogy. Colleges are a good example. When you run your athletic program, the real side is I have to pay the bills. I've got to have enough money to heat the gym and hire staff, and I've got to do all that. And then the ideal side is I also want to have kids that are very good players, who have every chance to win, who are getting a great education, who are then set out into the world prepared to be, you know, productive and mature and responsible adults. Those are two different, very often, agendas. And the real great programs are ones that do a good job of committing to excellence in both. So it's not the real versus the ideal, meaning, okay, here's the reality. We play in a small gym. The ideal, we'd like a big gym. That's not what it means. It means how can you do the best job for the nuts and bolts side of the program? And then how do you do the best job for the things that aren't quantifiable with dollars and cents or things of that nature? And when we discuss this, very often the criticisms that come in are from fans, and there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying it's why the discussion sometimes goes around in circles, is because the fans are looking at it from the ideal side. Hey, I've been going to games for years. I'm always entertained by what goes on at these games, and I sit with the Johnsons, and we have a great time, and yay, how do we, you know, how can we maintain that? How do we keep the kids? So their discussion is to try and figure out solutions that would keep the kids and, you know, have them and stay in school longer and that kind of thing. And in fact, there's nothing wrong with some parts of that, and Billis addressed that. But the other side is the reality, which is college basketball, college sports in general, but especially men's basketball and football, are they're billion-dollar endeavors now. I mean, when the NCAA was formed, they weren't even million-dollar endeavors, in all honesty. Of course, it was 80 years ago, but still, I mean, in terms of real dollars, they weren't even close. If you are going to have solutions that are just predicated on one or the other, you're doomed to fail. In fact, it's not easy to do that, but it's easier to do than if you're trying to get excellence on both sides. And that's what the problem is right now. A more cynical way to look at it is, my brother used to say all the time, you got to be careful of working at schools that Monday through Friday want you to be Harvard and then Saturday want you to be Oklahoma, because that place will get you fired. You can't be committed 100% to one thing and then suddenly shift gears and be 100% committed to another thing. You've got to build it into your culture that you're committed to both those things. So you're making a commitment to the business side, the quote-unquote real side. You're addressing those things. You're not ignoring them. And the reality is this. Kids know what they're worth now, and they are generating vast sums of money for these schools. And you don't have to like it. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't have to like it. But it's there, and people are recognizing it. Billis made that point earlier. California passed a resolution for the name, image, and likeness thing to let kids profit from that. 72-0. Could you find any other legislation anywhere in the country where you could get Republicans and Democrats to join hands and say, yep, we're all on board with this one? I'm serious. I'm not sure you could find anything else where they would do that. That's how much the again, not telling you, hey, why don't you get on board? I want you to agree. Nobody, I'm not trying to persuade you. I'm doing a descriptive, as best I can, analysis of what's going on. And why we've spent so much time talking about it is because the change is coming. It's coming. That's an example of it. And I think in a town that is so dialed in to the college sports landscape, I think we're all trying to figure out how much information can we get so we can make a best guess about what the landscape's going to look like going forward. I want to know. I know that. And I think most of you probably would also. What does it mean? What are we looking at? And so you can't ignore that side of it. You can't just say, this is college. Education is good. The scholarship is valuable. These kids should be grateful. They should... Fine. You want to say that, then you're ignoring the real side. And if you ignore the real side, you're coming up with no long-term solution that's going to make a difference in a culture that is demanding, is ripe for change. The other side is also true. If you ignore the other side of it and say, we don't care, we just want to make money, let's just generate dough, we don't really care, that's not going to fly either. Because as much as the NCAA is proven to be completely unprepared for this and cynical and counterproductive, I'm sorry, but they have. Anybody who thinks they're really trying to do this, they try and position themselves as the bastion of the defenders of the ideal side. We're looking out for amateur sports. And meanwhile, the guy who runs our organization is making $4.5 million a year. I mean, so stop. Just stop. It's not about that. It's about if this thing gets changed, oh my God, how are we going to keep making the money we're making? Everybody, the devil you know is always better than the devil you don't know. So the NCAA knows there's a lot of problems and demons going on in sports right now, but they know what those are. If they change this and now players can start making money, that always makes people nervous when people that have had no power suddenly get some power. And that makes fans nervous because they think it's going to be like the pros. Next year, the colleges will walk out. Nobody will play. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know where we're going. I don't think it'll get to that, but maybe it will. But the fact of the matter is, whether it will or it won't, it's time for change. And if you can't get out front and put together a meaningful landscape of change, somebody's going to do it for you. And you may not like it, but that's why, you know, and amazingly, they're inviting the government in. Now, Billis has kind of changed my thinking on that. He claims that, I said, well, they're doing it because they're throwing their hands up, can't figure out what they're doing. But Billis said, bull spit on that. This is all part of a calculated plan. They're bringing the government in so that then they can turn around and sue the government. They're going to sue the state of California. They just want a basis to be able to sue all the states that are passing this. That's what they're going to do. And you know what? I hope they get absolutely crushed. Absolutely crushed. Because to me, that's as I look at the balance, they're not serving either side. They're only serving themselves. I mean, I can differ with somebody, disagree with somebody when I say, okay, but at least I know he's being true to this. He sees it more tilted to that side than this side. Okay, fine. They're not serving either side. They've stuck their heads in the sand when it comes to the real side. And the ideal side, who are they helping with this? All they do is they want to punish the kids who don't want to do it the way they want it to be done. So go in the draft. Go ahead. But you're not coming back here. As Mike Pratt says all the time on Fast Break Friday, if we're really concerned about education, why wouldn't we punish them? We should welcome them back. Come on back. And that's not just, well, we welcome them back once they go play. Schools do that now. I'm talking about if they go to the draft, they're like, that's not really good. I didn't get drafted in a place where I thought I'd get drafted. I have an opportunity to go back to school. There should be an opportunity for them to go do that. But they don't have that right now because they want to make it so that, you know, the situations with Europe. I thought, well, they were just kind of like, I don't know, felt powerless about that. Billis says, and I'm the more I think about it, the more I think he's right. Powerless. They love it. They please, like the Wiseman situation. Okay. Well, I've been texting with a guy all day who is correct. He said that the Wiseman situation, the NCAA did what they should do and I've said this, I don't really like what went on at Memphis. I don't like how, I don't know Penny at all. He may be the greatest guy in the world, and he evidently knows what he's doing as a coach. He's not ill-prepared, but he certainly, I don't like the way he got the job, and I don't like the way he got the kid to come play. The kid didn't suddenly have a desire to come play in Memphis or move all the way across the state, and he paid the moving expenses. And I mean, it's recruiting high school kids, and then ultimately parlayed that into a college job. It's a little smelly way to make it happen, okay? But having said that, when you put it in the broader landscape, what Billis contends is the punishment doesn't fit the crime. It's way more severe than it should be. He cited the kid at BYU, which is a good one. Go read up on that. I don't have time to go through that whole thing. About, again, the punishment very often to them is more important than actually making meaningful change or analysis of what the situation is in college sports. They want to send the message, get out. You know, and so I said to him, well, Wiseman's a terrific player. The ticket sales skyrocketed when it was announced he was coming. They should be. And I said, I can't imagine they'd really want him to go. And Billis was, are you kidding? They'd love for him to go. They don't want anything to do with these guys because they think if they stick around, they will help facilitate the change in the culture that says, hey, we got to find a way to pay these guys. And if they do that, I don't know. My best guess is that they feel, again, the devil you know is always better than the devil you don't know. They don't know what's coming. They're afraid of it. And largely, they're afraid of it. That's going to cost them money. because they're not committed to anything on either side, the real or the ideal. They're committed to themselves. And it's and it that that's why my disdain for how they're doing business has grown and grown. Their hypocrisy about the student athlete and the experience of the student, there hasn't been a decision made in a meaningful way for the NCAA for men's basketball or football that really has been that at the core of that decision in my lifetime. The decisions have always centered around one thing, two things, but one thing primarily, and you know what that is, money. But the second thing is power. And they often goes hand in hand with money because who controls the money? The people with what? The people with the power. So that's what they are. So then the concern about the kids. And you can't throw out there, oh, but look how well these kids get treated. They get nice gifts at the bowl game and stuff. That's nice. And that's wonderful. And nobody's minimizing that. And they should be grateful for it. It's if you're the top salesman and you make $4 million for your company and your salary is $30,000 a year. And because of that, they say, okay, well, we gave you a new desk blotter. Well, that's nice. They recognize it. But I think you'd probably say, you know, that's not really commensurate with what I'm doing for you. Especially when, you know, you or other people are out there spending the money wildly. And then you try and tell them, well, we'd like to give you more, but we don't have the money to do it. Meanwhile, they're putting bowling alleys and football centers and coaches are flying on private planes. And I mean, stop. It's just that's what annoys me is when they talk to you like you're a moron. Oh, is this not enough money? Really? You know, and then figure out a way that equitably addresses this on the real side and the ideal side and not just as a CYA. And that's what they're doing right now. So that's what. And if you weren't with us earlier, and I don't know, James Wiseman could walk in here and obviously I'd recognize him from seeing him on TV and stuff, but I've never met him, never seen him in person. But Billis said, you know, like the example I gave was like Ben Simmons, who was openly disdainful about being at LSU. It was like, I don't want to be here, but I have to be here. And Billis made the very good point. It's not a one-size-fits-all problem. Therefore, you can't have a one-size-fits-all solution. And he said, Simmons, that if you wanted to stop that, LSU could have stopped it. They could have said, look, we know you're only here as a pastor, but if you want to play, you better get to class. You better participate in what we're doing here as a college student. And they didn't, and so he used it as, you know, just a glorified minor league. He said, Wiseman is not that at all. He's a very bright kid. He got very good grades in high school. He's a good student. And they've basically done everything they can to drive him away. So it is it's a situation where you say, okay, again, why are they doing that? Well, I don't think they're doing it for any credible reason other than, oh, they got to make sure that – and he represents a slippery slope for them. So justice be damned. The welfare of the kid be damned. A really meaningful reform on the real side be damned. A meaningful reform on the ideal side be damned. It's just about, I got my hands wrapped around this money. You ain't touching it. All right. Let's see. Who are we hearing from? Is this Farnham or who are we listening to? Okay. Farnham. Oh, and then Bill is talking about... they don't want Wiseman. Okay, so you can play them back to back. First one will be Farnham, and the second will be Billis. Then we'll take a break and we'll do the Sagarin NFL ratings and predictions. We'll do all of that. Here we go.
This is a Memphis team that's going to make the NCAA tournament with or without James Wiseman. And obviously for us as college basketball fans, we're going to be missing out on one of the best talents that we were expecting to see a lot of this season. Clearly this year has not gone the way that he anticipated, nor did we anticipate for him. He's a tremendous talent that will be lost in our game. I think it's a decision that is in the best interest of himself. The NBA is the one that put the rule in that's prohibited him from making millions of dollars already. So this is on the NBA more than it is in the NCAA, and we're going to continue to see this. We talk about image and likeness, and all of those things are fine. But James Wiseman should be in the NBA right now making millions of dollars. And so then it comes down to making a proper business decision of what is the risk-reward of coming back to Memphis at this time? Versus the decision-making of, if I'm going to take care of my body, I'm going to be no worse than a probably top three pick in the NBA draft, and likely probably number one. I know we have Anthony Edwards there right now. I think he's better than Anthony Edwards. I think he's going to be the top pick in the draft. And for me, this is an indictment once again on the one-and-done rule that the NBA put in, not the NCAA.
Good point. It's a great point. I mean, it's an NBA rule. I often wonder, I wish I'd asked Billis this, though. Can't the NCAA have any... or try to have more of an active input with the NBA. That's where, you know, in other countries where there's a foundation that oversees all the basketball in the country, and I know it sounds like a government thing, and I'm not suggesting more government. I'm just talking about a coordinated effort between all the levels that play basketball for the good of the game, for the good of the people who play it, the fans who watch it, the coaches who coach it, and everybody's off in their own direction. And, we are so powerful basketball-wise, I think we would – I look at it this way. We finally got caught by the rest of the world where, even though we have the best players, we had to reorganize in order to put our best Olympic team out there that could win medals again, and they did, and it worked. I think we need to reorganize here so that everybody's on the same page and the players are looked after, the fans' interests are protected, the colleges are protected, the NBA is protected. I think you can do that if you work together, but everybody's kind of going piecemeal in one direction or another. Here's Billis again about how the NCAA doesn't really want Wiseman in their business. They don't really want Wiseman in their business. This dead air brought to you by Jablonski's Funeral Home. You kill him, we chill him. You stab him, we slab him. Jablonski's, call us for our 2-for-1 special.
Apologies, I had to reload it. Computer's acting funny. All right, here we go.
I would be really interested to hear what NCAA administrators, the guys in Indianapolis, would say about this, like Mark Emmert. I think they'd shrug their shoulders and say, well, that's okay with me. That's because they like this. They like James Wiseman not being there.
Do you think they really do? Because that's the question.
I absolutely think they do. I think this is when somebody chooses to go overseas, when somebody bypasses college like this, they get to say, well, that's what they want. They don't want this issue. And it's twofold. They don't want a lot of these ancillary issues that come from it. And they get to say, you know, because they're saying right now only a few people would benefit from name, image, and likeness, which is a lie, and they know it.
Right.
If they get the one and done's out of there, they can say, well, the rest of these folks aren't worth anything. They came to college; they're not worth anything. And then they'll sell them for billions of dollars and still claim they're not worth anything.
That's true. Jay Billis earlier with us on the V Show. You can hear that whole interview if you go to our webpage and download the podcast and to go to SoundCloud, and there's a million ways to listen. So he did some good stuff, as he always does. We appreciate Jay Billis. All right, we're going to do the NFL Sagarins on the other side, then we're going to end the show with our good friend Anna Negron and her rendition of A Holy Night, since it's the last show I'll do before Christmas, and I absolutely adore that song, and she sounds great in it. If you haven't heard it, you should. So that's how we'll wrap it up. I hope you will enjoy it. But first, let me tell you how you can possibly make some money. Because if you're a football fan this holiday season, you know what that means. The bowls are here. And there's over 30 bowl games before the championship game January 6th. That's not enough to get you excited. The playoff push is underway in the pros. How about even more? Well, DraftKings Sportsbook gets you in on all that action and more 24/7, 365 days a year. With so much going on this week, they've got great promotions running every day, especially this week. DraftKings is giving away 8 days of sportsbook gifts this holiday season. Be sure to check out the promos tab in the DraftKings Sportsbook app each of the 8 days leading up to Christmas to open your daily gift. And trust me, you're not going to want to miss what's in store for Christmas Day. With promos like these, it's no wonder DraftKings Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now, and don't forget our code. Oh, that's not the right code. It's WHBE. WHBE is the code. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet when you sign up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's quite a deal. Don't forget, sign up with the code WHBE to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. All right, we'll take a break. NFL picks coming up next, and then we'll wrap it up with a little holiday tune for our friend Anna. And then we'll step aside and wish you a Merry Christmas. Stick around. ESPN Radio.
Need a real dispatching solution to manage your team and fleet? RCS Communications CPN Track is your business dispatch solution. One-to-many conversations at the push of a button. Our digital rugged Motorola Solutions two-way radios can handle your dirt and grime at your job site while providing you clearer audio. Call RCS Communications today for a free demo. 1-800-767-7384. Push, talk, dispatch, done. Also visit www.rcs.info.
Genesis Diamonds breaks all the rules this Christmas season with one truly spectacular offer. Now through Christmas Eve, buy any item at Genesis and get the second one at half price. Yes, you heard it correctly. Buy any item and get the second at half price. Or finance it for 5 years, zero interest and zero down. Nothing's held back for these final days. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, bands, colored gemstones, pearls, designer jewelry, Swiss timepieces, whatever her style, classic, modern, vintage, and whatever your budget, from $200 to $200,000. And with this limited time offer, you can afford to go big for her. Get her that pair of diamond stud earrings and that matching bracelet is half off. Get her that diamond tennis bracelet and the second one is half price. Or enjoy 5 years zero interest financing with zero down. Last minute shopper? No problem. Come in now and let us help you make this one unforgettable Christmas. Genesis Diamonds, Shelbyville Road Plaza. Official jeweler of both the Kentucky Wildcats and the University of Louisville Cardinals.
What's the one New Year's resolution that's super easy to keep and starts before the new year begins? Watch more football. And you can do just that on December 31st at Bank of America Stadium as the Kentucky Wildcats take on Virginia Tech. The game starts at noon, but come out early and enjoy great food, live music, and much more at the Belk Bowl Fan Fest. Don't miss this amazing Charlotte tradition of the ACC versus the SEC. Get your tickets today at BelkBowl.com.
It's Bob Valvano with Universal Windows Direct. Winter months are coming, and your current windows aren't cutting it. They leak warm air out, let cool air in, makes you pay more in energy bills. Get new windows from Universal Windows Direct today. Their exclusive window construction features super spacer, non-metal, non-conductive glass spacers. It keeps the edge of the glass warmer, lasts five times longer than other windows, and right now, every window you buy, you get one free. 0% financing for 36 months, plus free installation and a lifetime warranty. Go to UniversalWindows.com today. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
This is the busiest time of the year in the city, but the holidays wait for no one. So I'm glad I have USPS to get presents to my nephews in time, traffic jams or not.
You don't see many people when you live way out here. But even on snowy days, I can rely on my carrier, Donna, to show up.
Wherever you call home, the United States Postal Service goes the extra mile to bring your holidays home. Learn more at usps.com/season. And with informed delivery notifications, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives. United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Oh, look, carolers.
Crashing in the snow, you thought you were okay. But you had too much to drink, and now you have to pay. You should have planned a ride, given up your keys. But then you saw the flashing lights, you'll need an attorney. Oh, go to jail for the holidays. It's no fun to drink and drive and wreck your four-door sleigh.
Don't wreck your holiday season. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with federal funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The renovations are over and Caesars Southern Indiana is now open and better than ever. You heard me right. The new $90 million casino is open and features all your betting favorites, including bars, lounges, and a sports book for on-site betting. Whether it's game day or post time, watch all the action on large screen TVs and enjoy your favorite sports with friends in our fan caves. Come for the sports and stay for a betting experience like never before. It's all happening today at Caesars Southern Indiana.
Scheller's Fitness and Cycling has the largest selection and best prices in the area for the perfect Christmas gift. Save on treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes, all of those perfect for the whole family. Bicycles aplenty at Scheller's Fitness and Cycling stores. You're buying local. They've been here for 40 years. Fitness and comfort bikes by Trek and Electra, number one in the world. Best fitness equipment in the world available too. And for a limited time, free white glove delivery, free installation, 1 year warranty, and 12 months no interest financing. Scheller's.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
That might be Santa Claus.
Ba-boom. Ba-boom, boom, 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 boom.
What's that?
Ba-boom. Ba-boom, boom, 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 boom.
What's that? That's a lot of racket for a Christmas moon. More than Saint Nick in his shiny black boots. Eight sleigh pullers make 32 hoos. I think on the roof.
Ba-boom, ba-boom, boom, 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 boom.
That's right. Ba-boom. It's catchy. Good to see Johnny Sales.
All right. We want to have time for Anna to sing, which means we got to do this in 5 minutes, so we give her time to sing. Don't jump in there, Sweeney. We're playing this whole song. It's our Christmas tradition, so just call you Jets. All right, here are the Sagarin numbers for the NFL. Let's do it right now. Here we go. We start in Saturday's games. Texans and Buccaneers. Houston is a three-point favorite. They should be. This game should be a pick 'em. So you can take the Tampa Bay plus three in that one. The Bills and the Patriots. New England is a 6.5-point favorite. They should be a 6-point favorite. No play there. Rams and 49ers in San Francisco. 49ers are a 6.5-point favorite. Should be a 5-point favorite. No play there. Steelers and Jets. Pittsburgh's a 3.5-point favorite. They should be a 5-point favorite. No play. Giants and Redskins. Redskins are a 2-point favorite. They should be a 1.5-point favorite. No play. Jaguars and Falcons. Atlanta is a 7-point favorite. They should be 7.25, according to Sagarin. No play. I told you, there's not a lot of plays. Got to jump in there when you can. Ravens and the Browns in Baltimore. Baltimore is a 9.5-point favorite, and the crowd thinks they should only be an 8-point favorite. That's a no play there. Saints and Titans in Tennessee. New Orleans is a 2-point favorite. They should be a 2-point favorite. Unbelievable this late in the year. It's so hard to find separation. Colts are 6.5-point favorites over the Panthers. And here's another play, sad for our Colts fans. The Colts should only be a 3-point favorite, and they're 6.5-point favorites. Carolina is a play on that. Take Carolina plus the 6.5. The Bengals and the Dolphins, teams combining for a 4-24 record. Hello, in Miami, the Bengals are, it's a pick 'em. The Bengals are favored. The one-win Bengals are favored by a point. I mean, according to Sagarin. So if you want to sentimentally take the Bengals, knock yourself out, but it's a no play. Lions and Broncos in Denver. Denver is a 7-point favorite. They should be a 6-point favorite. No play. Raiders and Chargers in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a 7-point favorite. They should be a 7-point favorite. That's right on the number. Cowboys and Eagles in Philadelphia, both at 7-7. Very important game. Dallas is a 1.5-point favorite. They should be a 1-point favorite. Avoid that one. Cardinals and Seahawks in Seattle. Seattle is a 9.5-point favorite. They should be a 10-point favorite. The Chiefs and the Bears in Kansas City. Kansas City is a 6-point favorite. It should be a 5-point favorite. No play there. Vikings and Packers. The Vikings are a 5.5-point favorite. They should only be a 3-point favorite. Rivalry game. That's a lean. The leans have not been great, but that's just it's actually, let's see what the exact difference is. Minnesota is, and if you go by recency bias, they should only be a 3-point favorite. And they're actually that's what they are, 3-point favorite. So the Packers are 3 points. Excuse me. According to Sagarin, the Packers should only be a 3-point underdog. They're getting 5.5. So that would be a lean if you absolutely must. But the only two plays this week would be a Tampa Bay plus 3, Carolina plus 6.5. So good luck to you there. All right. We have just enough time to play this and then step aside. It's the last show for me before Christmas. It's a tradition we started a few years ago. It's a young woman who is a Seton Hall graduate who was actually in some pageants in New Jersey. She's a pretty girl, and she's also a very talented girl, and obviously for radio, we're interested.
ESPN PR.
And I was just going to say, she works in ESPN's PR, so whenever there's big events, we run into her. She sung the anthem at many events at the Garden. There's plenty of video on her singing the anthem on YouTube. Her name is Anna Negron, and she did a version of a Christmas song that's become my new favorite. I still like Silent Night, but this is my new favorite, and this is my Christmas gift to you. So enjoy Anna and her rendition of O Holy Night, and have a very safe and glorious holiday, and we'll see you on the other side of the Christmas break here on ESPN Radio.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and death.
Kentuckiana's ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfort.
What's the one New Year's resolution that's super easy to keep and starts before the new year begins? Watch more football. And you can do just that on December 31st at Bank of America Stadium as the Kentucky Wildcats take on Virginia Tech. The game starts at noon, but come out early and enjoy great food, live music, and much more at the Belk Bowl Fan Fest. Don't miss this amazing Charlotte tradition of the ACC versus the SEC. Get your tickets today at BelkBowl.com.
Hi, I'm Hannah Gist with Gist Piano Center, home of the area's largest selection of quality used pianos. Whether you're looking for a grand, vertical, or a player piano, give Gist Piano Center a try. Family owned and operated since 1971.
Hello, Kentuckiana. This is Greg Galliott, Executive Vice President of the Louisville Bats baseball team. I want to take a moment to tell you about my good friends at Fitness Market and Treadmill Medic. I've worked with a great team at Fitness Market and Treadmill Medic for many years now, not only for sales and service for the Louisville Bats, but for also my personal home gym. I got to know Chris and Patrick Wider and their company Treadmill Medic almost 20 years ago when we needed service for our Louisville Bats training center. Treadmill Medic not only provides the best commercial sales and service in this area, but their two Fitness Market retail locations can help with any home fitness needs you may have. In fact, I just added an amazing exercise bike from Fitness Market to our home family gym, and I wouldn't have gone anywhere else. I know a good team when I see one, and I encourage you to go visit the team of Fitness Market and Treadmill Medic for all of your commercial and home gym needs.
Visit Fitness Market on Westport Road just inside the Snyder, or Plantside Drive in Waterston Trail, or online.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.